With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, am I the only one who's hearing only half of that song? All I could really hear was the background vocals.
I heard it.
I heard it.
You could hear the main singer?
Yeah.
Huh. That's
What's
weird.
What's going on? Because I guess I had some, was there static behind me on my last
it's
break?
That, it's
I didn't
that
hear
robot.
Any of it.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
no.
Cutting,
I think it's
cutting
the
in
robot
out,
thing.
It wasn't horribly bad yet. So we just weren't sure.
Yeah, so unbeknownst to me, I'm sitting there going.
It doesn't. I think when you're sending it, you don't hear the, you know.
Oh, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear it at all.
No, it felt. I thought that AC/DC song last hour too sounded like it was
you're
only coming out,
one
coming
half
out
of the
half the
or
channels. Mm-hmm. Why? I wonder why. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Hey, everyone. It's our Halloween party. Yay. Scatty stuff.
Oh, wait, let me get my kid. She just came down. Let me hold on.
Yeah, and we have a question for you, too, when he gets back.
I wonder if maybe his kid was making that noise.
Maybe something. Maybe she's dressed as a... Let's see if she's dressed as a dog, because we were like, I think Vinny got a dog.
Or a cat or some sort of animal.
Yeah.
You know,
why don't I get my celebrity trash sponsor in?
Yeah.
It's candy. It's National Candy Corn Day, you guys.
Oh.
Candy corn, the candy that truly represents the fall, has its own day.
Grab a seat.
I don't
candy
like
corn is a Halloween staple. Text us to let us know what your favorite candy is.
Stand up and show everyone what you are.
It's young Hermione Granger, obviously. Hi, Isla. Isla, you need to get on the mic so I can hear your beautiful little voice.
Sorry.
So, are you Harry or are you Hermione? Who are you?
Hermione.
Adorable. Super you look great. Can you cast any spells on me?
Nope.
Oh. Do you have a wand? Where's your wand?
I'm not allowed.
Oh, because pointy sticks. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You know, little sisters can be annoying, and somebody armed with a wand might not be a great idea. So, hey, I want to say, because we won't talk to you on your birthday, that happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
That's very exciting. 7 years old. Seven is the best year. I don't know if anyone's told you that yet.
I know.
The best. Weird year. This is a weird year. How's school going?
Good.
Yeah. Nothing further than that, just great, and everything's...
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. And how's your teacher and everything?
Good.
Great. Okay. Well, listen. What's your favorite Halloween candy? Is it candy corn?
Oh, of course not. There's no way.
Chocolate.
Just any chocolate.
Yeah, any chocolate. White chocolate, dark chocolate.
Oh, you like it all.
Oh, you like the dark chocolate too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like pumpkin chocolate? That's rare, but...
I've never tasted that.
Oh, you should get some. It's called pumpkin spice chocolate.
Can't really have that.
Oh, darn it. That's right. You got all that... What can you have? Like, what's the big treat for this year?
White chocolate.
Just white chocolate.
Yeah.
So you can have regular chocolate, but the pumpkin spices you can't have. All right, I got it.
I love white chocolate.
Well, what is your sister going to be for Halloween? I see that you're Hermione.
She's going to be Violet from Incredibles 2.
Oh, fantastic. I love Violet. You hardly even ever see her. She hides behind her bangs.
And she's invisible when she wants to be.
Hey, yep. Did you guys get a dog?
No, we didn't.
You didn't get a dog?
Oh. We didn't get a dog.
I swear,
but
my neighbors
are going to get another dog.
I see. We feel like we heard barking happening at your house. Well,
barking? That was my grandma's dog.
Oh, your grandma's there with her dog. All right.
Over. I see.
We that thought, that, you know, your dad was trying to trick us for trick-or-treating.
Mom's going to tell her ghost story real quick.
Oh, a ghost story. I get to hear a ghost. Yeah. Oh, my God. The whole She's family? Excited. The whole Hassan family?
The texters, have been asking
my
for that.
My mom's in here.
Oh.
My mom's in here.
All right. Here we go. Isla, tell her that the audience insists.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Okay. Happy Halloween, Isla. Oh, bye.
Tell Christina the audience insists on it.
Oh,
yes.
Here we
oh,
go.
There she is. All oh, yay.
I need to get my pajama bottoms in here.
Well.
I didn't really coordinate my jammies today. I mean, this is my costume.
Oh, she's just like a work from homer?
Exactly, yeah.
I see. Well, you're pulling it off. All right. Do you want some scary music for your background, Christina?
Oh, man, I'm not good. He put me on the spot. I didn't even practice this.
That's all right. Close your eyes and let the fear take over.
Oh, so scary. No, so my dad's house when I was growing up, well, maybe I was junior high, high school.
All right.
Super haunted. There were things like the garage door would open, the washing machine would turn on. Music would start, so we were always convinced there was a ghost in that house. But it was a nice ghost.
Anybody?
It was a really scary ghost.
Yes, go scary. Had anyone died in that home?
We always thought somebody had died, but we didn't know for sure.
But
I did see the ghost. I finally saw the ghost after years and years. We were sitting on the couch watching TV, and my dad and I, and we were both facing a different direction, or like looking at something but not looking at each other, mm-hmm. and we saw the ghost go down the hall, and we both turned. He couldn't see me. I could see his head. Like, it just snapped both our heads, and I went, did you just see that? And he said, I did. I just saw that, and we were freaked out.
And you ran down there to see, and there was no one there?
There was no one there. I mean, it wasn't a very big house, so we already knew nobody else was home. But yeah, we...
But you both saw it.
We both
It's a corroborated
it.
Sighting.
If you put my dad here, if he was in the other room not listening to this and you brought him in now, he would tell the exact same story. We saw that ghost.
What did the ghost look like?
It had sharp teeth.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, go, keep going.
And big hands.
Oh.
Must have looked like a 500-pound ghost. No.
a weight ghost.
Was there a lot of blood?
There was blood everywhere.
Oh, my God. Oh, chains?
It was what you imagine.
Did the ghost make, Christina?
It kind of... I think it...
Oh, it squawked at the end.
Yeah, there's a little squawking, something like that.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, I think...
That's she's pulling the cord on me.
I was just going to say, I think, and I see Vinny's hand there, too. I think you're getting the hook.
I know. Well, anyway, it was definitely... I've seen a ghost. I would swear
yes, you believe that.
I saw a ghost, yes.
Well, I believe that you believe that.
Okay. Thanks for
Go
the
have some candy corn.
Yeah. See you guys. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Christina. Gosh, she's so attractive. Like, I could just look at her all day. Oh,
all right.
Oh, for a second, I thought the ghost could just popped in.
There you go.
Yeah,
see nice that story? That her dad tells the same story at, like whenever the family's together and everyone just sort of goes, Right.
I believe it. I believe that she believes that.
Right, you saw a ghost. Got it. Okay. Aha.
Tell her to put a bookmark on that.
So how is Hermione look pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's a solid costume. Solid.
Nailed it.
Yep.
All right, my bad. Let's do music now, right?
Okay. Hold on. I'm on the wrong page here. Okay, then I'm going to skip my... Look, apparently the Bay Bridge is also haunted, and that's not too surprising because a lot of people died on there.
Yeah,
Because there's an article called The Top 25 Most Haunted Places in California. It's on laghosttour.com. Has places all up and down California and ranks them. In fact, I think the Bay Bridge was number 2 on the list. And I don't have the list in front of me, but you can find it at Facebook. And see what the most haunted place is.
That's correct. Right at the top.
We we are going to start with, because, and as we started today's show with Dead Man's Party, Danny Elfman has his first solo pop song in something like 36 years, 38 years. He has spent, famously, he's a guy in a band in the 80s. And,
Boingo Boingo.
Yeah, we started the show with. But since then, he's done really nothing but soundtracks. He's written tons of music for shows and for movies. And he has released, it is in 36 years, his first solo pop song in 36 years. It's his first piece of non-score music.
Now, for people of a certain age, and I'm talking about us, you know, that age group, we know Oingo Boingo, and unfortunately, as a young man, nothing stood out to me, but now you hear the song I Like Little Girls by Oingo Boingo, and you can't believe that they could sing that. Like, I know that you could do songs in character or whatever, but that is creepy, dude.
Play me that. I don't think I know that song.
What?
No, I don't know that song.
Oingo Boingo, I Like Little Girls.
No.
That's one of their biggest hits.
No, I don't know it.
What?
No, I wasn't a Oingo Boingo fan. I know, like, the songs. I know, like, Dead Man's Party, and that's it. And the theme to The Simpsons. And the songs from, like, Isn't He the Nightmare Before Christmas guy?
Yeah, yes.
And did he also do the Beetlejuice score? I don't know. He's done tons of stuff. With Tim Burton. That's like the big thing.
Right.
Let me hear this. I've never heard this song.
Wait, get to the chorus. Gross, dude.
That is disgusting.
So you assume he's either in character or I don't know.
Let's
what,
hope.
You know what I
Let's
mean?
Hope he's in character. Let's
Yikes,
say he was
man.
Going for creepy there.
Yeah.
Because that is horrible. So he's released his first song. And this song also super creepy. It's not good.
It's not good.
I was hoping that I was like, oh, maybe it'll be good. It's not. It's called Happy. And there's a video for it, too. And it's like his face sort of animated. And there's a line in the lyric where he's basically saying that everything is crumbling. And every time he says that, parts of his face fall off.
Oh.
So it's here's the newest from Oingo Boingo's lead singer. 36 years later, Danny Elfman. Here we go.
Ew. Everything is crumbling. Happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy. I guess someone will like that, but it's.
I don't hate it. I just,
look at those creepy eyes. Oy.
I've had that little girl song, though. As I grew up, I sort of went, oh. That seemed fine when I was a little boy, but now as a grown up.
You liked little girls back then.
It seems weird that a grown man was singing that song.
Mm. Christmas is right around the corner. And so people are rolling. In fact, even in the new music, when I get to that list, which I'm looking at the time going, I'm not getting to that list. The Jonas Brothers have a new holiday song. Were you able to find this, Bryn?
Of course.
It's called I Need You for Christmas. The Jonas Brothers.
I Need You Christmas.
Christmas. Oh, I need you Christmas. I don't need you for Christmas. I just need you Christmas. It's so earnest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Ariana Grande has a new record out today. It's her sixth album. It comes in three slightly different album covers. So, Ariana Grande fans, you got to shell out three times because you want all three versions. Come on.
Yeah, you do.
Her guests include The Weeknd, Doja Cat, and Ty Dolla $ign. What did you grab off Positions?
Here is a title track.
All right. We all know what she's talking about, right? I mean, she's switching positions. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Uh-huh. You know, she's been getting a little more dirty, I think, through the years. Her lyrics.
Well, she was a little kid, and now she's a woman, right?
And she knows sex sells. I mean, sometimes it takes people a while to realize that. I want to switch my position right now. Let's change this up. All right, give me another one.
Here's The Weeknd. It's called Off the Table. Well, it's her, of course, featuring
right,
The Weeknd.
But him as the guest. Right?
We jump ahead since we're running short on time.
You try to feel the void with a couple boys. I can see right through it. I can love you more than I did before. Was in a dark place back then. I was toxic, and I was toxic for someone.
Right. He sounds fine.
I also put the one with Doja Cat, too.
Oh, great. Like okay. Does all this right. one have a beat? That'd be great.
Yeah, it's called Motive.
Okay.
Tell me what's your motive.
Oh, yeah.
What's your motive? What's your motive? So tell me what's your motive.
Yeah.
What's your motive? What's your motive? Yeah.
Here she is.
You treat me like gold, baby. Now you wanna spoil me. Did you wanna trophy or you wanna spoil me, baby? Want me on your neck, cause you wanna respect, cause you fighting some war, baby. Well, I had to bring the fist out, had to put a wall up, but don't trust phones,
okay.
baby.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll play any of those. Jane will let us know, I'm sure. Jane, mm-hmm. your thoughts? Sam Smith's third album is out. It was originally going to be called To Die For, but he thought that might be insensitive because of COVID. So he called it Love Goes. And we're already playing the first single. Let me hear a little bit of this.
Well, yeah, you've heard Diamonds, which is hot.
My diamonds stay with you. You're never gonna hit.
Obviously in heavy rotation.
Yep.
Here's another one, another big hit that's on this album as well. It's called How Do You Sleep?
How do you sleep when you lie to me? All that shame and all that danger.
All right,
give me another one.
Yeah. Here's My Oasis featuring Burna Boy.
Don't end, the rain don't fall, and I can't pretend that the what you are is not what you are. Oh, babe, I really need to.
God, he loves so hard.
They love so hard.
Sorry. Oh, my God. They love so hard. Damn it. I always forget about his pronouns. Their pronouns.
We practiced it yesterday.
We didn't practice it long enough. All right.
I want you to hear this Burna Boy kid here.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Tell me why you're moving like that. Now you where I choose, but you make it so hard. I give you my heart, you're making it so dark. But it's nothing I could do when it comes to you. You're taking it for granted.
That's
right. I like that accent. It's cool.
Yeah,
it fits the song.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about English rappers the other day. Was it because of Skepta?
Yeah, yes. It was because of Skepta.
Because he's dating
I also
Adele.
Just read she came out and said, I'm not dating that guy.
Oh,
why do you guys keep saying that?
Really? I saw two stories about it today.
Yeah, I'm just
that's
telling
hilarious.
You what I saw a story where she denied it.
Okay. I'm Skepta, cool of that.
That's funny.
I got him out of time. Elvis Costello's 31st album is out today. It's called Hey Clock Face. Give me a tiny taste of that.
All right, I'll play the title track. Here it is.
All right.
Oh, here it is. This one. Let's see.
Hey,
clock face. Keep your fingers on the dial. You stole those precious moments and the kisses from his smile. And now I'm living in these hours.
I would have never guessed that was Elvis Costello if you played
me
that.
Me either, and I'm a fan.
Yeah, me too.
No, that's
kinda
a
sounds
no.
sounds different on all the tracks,
yeah.
too.
And then there are a couple of holiday releases. Meghan Trainor's A Very Trainor Christmas. It includes her dad on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Seth MacFarlane on White Christmas. Earth, Wind, and Fire on a song called Holiday. And then the Goo Goo Dolls also have a record out. It's Christmas all over. So some Christmas songs from the Goo Goo Dolls. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a lot of stuff, including where not to hide your drugs when getting pulled over after
all right.
these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.